This show is not intended for the politically correct or the close-minded. Enter at the risk of opening your eyes. You have been warned.
Why does the media attack an issue? To get primetime ratings?
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
A moment comes when we step out from the old to the new, and when the soul of a nation, long suppressed, finds utterance.
Kind of catapult the propaganda.
You are listening to Open Eyes with your host, Ira Robinson. From the normal to the paranormal, from government cover-ups to the depths of our consciousness, we aim to explore all things. From the dawn of prehistory to current events, no topic is forbidden and nothing remains hidden.
No more secrets.
Open your eyes and open your mind to the fact that life as we know it is not as we have been taught. Join us at latenightinthemidlands.com or openeyesnetwork.com as we take this brief journey through the depths of the cosmos and explore what it really means to be human.
Many peoples have sacrificed their liberties only to learn to their sorrow that deceit and mockery, poverty and tyranny are their reward.
Whether you're online or offline, intercontinental or intergalactic, hello and welcome to Open Eyes. And I almost screwed up my little intro there. Hopefully this is not an indication of how today's show is going to go. Today is Monday, April 13th, 2015, and we have a big one in store for you guys today. I'm going to talk about authority and the ridiculousness of authority and kind of go into all of the things that are, covering the aspects or under the umbrella of authority, authority figures, and all of that kind of stuff. And hopefully you guys will get a lot out of it. I think that it's going to be really entertaining and informative for you guys. So before we get started on all of that, and before I get started on my normal news segment, like I usually do at the beginning of the show here, I want to go over some things that have been happening so that you guys can be well informed. And, we've definitely had a big week in this past week. As many of you know, and hopefully all of you know by this point in time, the Late Night in the Midlands Network is now 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. And for the past week or so, we have been in beta testing mode with it all, trying to get all the bugs ironed out as much as we can and try to get everything working as best as it can be. And the first few days were pretty rough. I will not bite any bones about it. The first few days were pretty rough and rugged. But things got worked out, things got fixed, at least for the most part, and we're now, well, like I said, 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. And hopefully those of you guys who have been tuning in so far and listening have been enjoying the content that we've been bringing you. Hopefully this has been a good change for you guys. I know that there has been some difficulty with it. We had some people not being able to access the website, the chat and listen page on latenightinthemidlands.com. We kind of did a few things to, I guess, circumvent that issue that was happening. I mean, basically what the issue is, just so that we can make the announcement here and get everybody in line with what's happening with things. On newer devices, newer mobile devices, such as new Androids, the new iPhones, iPads, all of that kind of stuff. Basically, since about 4.0 of Android and the, I think it was iOS 7, Adobe Flash stopped being supported In other words, Adobe basically stopped doing any kind of updates and support for any of those mobile devices. They basically went to PC and Mac, you know, desktops and laptops and that sort of thing only. And they have basically abandoned doing Flash everywhere else. So all mobile devices and that sort of thing, they don't have Flash enabled on them. The older versions, however, do. So the problem that we've been encountering, we believe, is that the player that has been on the website at latenightinthemidlands.com/chat-listen, in other words, the chat and listen page on Late Night in the Midlands, the player there is Flash-based. And because of that, if you've gone to that website with a Flash-disabled device, essentially it causes all kinds of different havoc to occur on the website. And the player won't show up. It, you know, if it does, something will happen. It'll just basically cause chaos to ensue on the device. So that's been the reason, I think, why we have been encountering the issues that we've been encountering with people trying to get in and listen to the stream that's been playing on that website. Now, we have a workaround in place. We have basically contacted the webmasters at latenightinthemidlands.com, the ones who are handling the code of the website and all of that kind of stuff. And we have given them a new code basically to use that is an HTML-based player as opposed to a Flash player. And once they have that on the website, once that has basically been put on there and is used, all the problems of people visiting the site with any of their mobile devices and all of that kind of stuff should be resolved at that point. Now, until that time, we're hoping maybe by Monday evening or Tuesday, maybe even by the time that you guys hear this broadcast, it will have been fixed. I don't know, because I'm recording this obviously in the morning ahead of time, like I always do. But basically once this code gets changed, it should be resolved. And that is basically the final quote unquote bug that we've been able to figure out, you know, that's happening for people. So in the meantime, there are a few different workarounds. Number one, you could go to my own website, which is openeyesnetwork.com. And I have a very large blinking listen live link right at the top of my page. If you click on that, I have a player that is actually playing the stream there, and you guys can listen to it, and it has no issues. We've tested it on multiple devices, including devices that had issues getting to Michael's site there at latenightinthemidlands.com. All of them have worked just fine. There's been no issues with the stream playing on that website, and it is using that new code. So that is one of the reasons why we think that we have at least a workaround solution in place. Now, secondarily, another couple of options, and this would be like a secondary kind of announcement as well. We have now been accepted into TuneIn Radio. So if you have TuneIn on either your Android, your Windows device, or your Apple device, which the apps are freely available on all of the various stores for those devices. If you have those, you can pick up the stream through TuneIn Radio, and you can get to that simply by searching in TuneIn for LNM Radio or LNM Radio Network or just even LNM. All of those will bring up the station for Late Night in the Midlands, and make sure that you're going to the station link and it will start the stream playing, and you can again listen to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've also got a submission in place for iTunes to be able to have iTunes pick us up and broadcast us through there. However, that can take some time. We've submitted that a number of days ago. We're just waiting basically to hear back from iTunes saying that it was accepted or if there's a problem with the submission or whatever the case may be. Either way, though, the application has been put in and we're just waiting on Apple themselves to finish it up, basically. Once that is available, we will announce it as well. And you can go to my Facebook pages, my Twitter pages, any of Michael's Facebook and Twitters, like Michael's Twitter account is at LNM Radio. You can go to that. Be sure you follow it, and be sure you follow it anyways, because what we're doing is any shows that are playing on the network, on the stream, we do the announcement through Twitter that this one is now starting, what the topic is, what the different tags are with it, and all of that kind of stuff. So if you subscribe to the Twitter feed, you guys will see at any given time what's playing, what's coming up, and all of that kind of stuff. Now, speaking of what's coming up, on Michael's LateNightInTheMidlands.com website, there is a tab right at the top, you know, big button that you can click that says radio schedule. If you click that, you will see a image file. It is a schedule of the currently, the current schedule, basically, that is established for the radio station. So you go there, you know, radio schedule. Like I said, just click that button. You will see a list of exactly what will be playing at what times on the station. Currently, the way that we have things set up, we are broadcasting 12 hours worth of content and then rebroadcasting that same 12 hours later. So from midnight to noon, one section of content is playing. From noon to midnight, then it's repeated, essentially. And you know, it's a little bit odd from there. It's more like 9 to 9, 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. is, you know, because Michael has his shows broadcast from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. Again, all of those times are Eastern Standard Time. So all of this basically being said, we are really excited for the changes that have occurred. There has been a lot of really good feedback about the fact that this is now 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We're really proud to bring it to you guys. We have worked our little butts off with this. And you know, saying all of that, please be patient with all of it as well, because at this point, it is only Michael and I that have been working on all of this stuff. So it's only, you know, it's literally, it's a two-man band at this point in time that is doing all of this backroom stuff and trying to get all of this stuff arranged and fixed up and all the bugs working and all of this kind of stuff. So please be patient with all of the things that are occurring. We are, like I said, broadcasting live. There are multiple ways that you guys can listen to this content, this radio station, you know, kind of, I guess, be a little bit proactive with it. If you want to listen, you know, we're giving you multiple ways to listen. So, you know, don't just be stuck with one. If it's not working, there are other ways to do it as well. So, again, pay attention to the Facebooks and the Twitters, and we will make sure to announce any kind of changes that are coming, make sure to announce any of the shows that are currently running, all of that kind of stuff. Now, we're also looking at adding a couple of other shows into the lineup. We have, we're kind of in talks with them at the moment. We are looking basically to add at least two more, and basically as the schedule gets more filled up, the schedule will change a little bit as well. So currently we're kind of replaying some archived shows of mine, of Michael's, of Ryan's, you know, the Secret Teachings of Rascala. At least until we get things settled with getting more new content in every day. And like I said, we're in talks with other shows right now to bring them onto the network and basically rebroadcast their shows as well. So look forward to the changes. There is going to be a lot coming. I think that you guys are going to really get a lot out of it, and it's going to be a really good time. And again, for those of you who are on Android, we did create an app for Android. You can find it on the Amazon App Store. It's not on Google Play because it costs money to publish to Google Play, and frankly, we're broke. So you guys can find the link for that on the front page of latenightinthemidlands.com. It's a big, huge Android picture. If you click that, it'll take you right to where you can get that app so that you can listen to it through the Android devices. We don't have anything as far as the stuff is concerned, mainly because, again, it costs a lot of money to put things onto the iStore, even more so than the Android store. I think it's somewhere around $300 to be able to publish on the Apple iTunes store and all that kind of stuff. So we've basically been waiting for the iTunes thing to come along so that we can just point people to there, since basically all Apple devices have iTunes basically integrated into it. And it's just going to be a lot easier to do things that way. So with all of that, that was a lot to get out, but I wanted to make sure that you guys heard everything kind of from the horse's mouth regarding it all. And basically we'll take things from here and we'll see what happens. So hopefully, again, you guys are enjoying the changes that are going on. Please, again, be patient with all of the changes that are going on, but just know that no matter what, things are always going to remain the same, that one way or the other, at this point in time, from 7 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time, new content is being broadcast every single day, just like it always has been. And as new content gets added, we'll be filling it out more and more. So it's basically what you guys are used to at this point. It's just we're expanding it out even more. I know that some people are annoyed by the changes of moving away from Spreaker, but Spreaker was really expensive to try to do things 24 hours a day and 7 days a week with them. So kind of screw Spreaker, because it just was not good. There was a lot of other problems that were going on with Spreaker that you guys are not aware of. I'm not going to get into it here because it's kind of on the back end of stuff, but just know that the move was done for a reason, and the reason is beneficial in the end. It's going to be a benefit in the end. Again, I know things are changing, and some people don't like change. Believe me, I don't either. So, but in the end, it's going to be well worthwhile. So, had to get all of that out. This is really, like I said, been a really big week. And I think from this point on, moving forward from this point on, things are going to be a lot better. It's going to run a lot smoother. You guys are going to get a lot more out of it. And also, just to let you guys know, because some people aren't aware of this yet, but as most of you guys know, as far as YouTube is concerned, all of the shows were getting published onto YouTube through Spreaker. Spreaker handled it on its own, basically, that once you completed the broadcasting the show, it would just automatically post it to YouTube as well. Well, because of the moving away from Spreaker, we have to do the archiving of shows onto YouTube manually. And so we basically, that first week of things, we just did not have time to be able to archive onto YouTube, because it takes a long time to do it. I mean, each episode basically that gets archived takes about a half hour's worth of time on my computer, having 8 cores and, an 8 core processor and 16 gigs of RAM. It takes about a half hour to get everything functional as far as a video is concerned, to be able to publish it onto YouTube correctly. So, it takes a lot of time, but basically from this point forward, every new show that is done on the network will be archived onto YouTube as well. Now, all of our shows also will be archived on our own various sites. So Michael's shows for Late Night in the Midlands will be on his website under his radio archives, which you can access there at latenightinthemidlands.com. All of my shows are, of course, going to be on openeyesnetwork.com. All of Ryan Gable's shows, The Secret Teachings, they will be at his network, thesecretteachings.info. And Riscala's shows basically get archived along with Michael's. So, in various formats, you guys have all of the shows, all of the new shows are archived. There's no reason to miss anything. If you you know, feel like you've missed something, then don't worry. It's going to be somewhere to be able to listen to all of it. You guys are not missing out. So everything, again, basically from this point forward, so from today forward, should be reasonably normal for you guys as far as how you've been doing things. It's just a matter of now Spreaker has been eliminated from things and we're broadcasting it ourselves 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. So if there are any problems with the streams, if there are any problems with being able to access things and all of that kind of stuff, please get a hold of us one way or the other. You could send an email to mv@latenightinthemidlands.com, or you can send it to me, feedback@openeyesnetwork.com. Between the two of us, basically, like I said, we're running the whole back end of things, and we are, again, sort of a one-man show with things. So it'll get worked out, guys. But anyways, so, okay, enough about the network stuff. Hopefully you guys have now a really good grasp of what's been going on with things, and we can kind of move forward from here with some sense of reasonable normalcy. So real quick, I'm going to go ahead and take a break here and give you guys a break from my voice for a minute. And when we come back, I'm going to get into my news section, and then we'll take one more break, and then we'll get into the topic of authority. And I think that you guys are going to really enjoy it. So stick around with us, guys. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You've found the home of the truth. LNM Radio Network, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Join the community at latenightinthemidlands.com.
The LNM Radio Network and Late Night in the Midlands depends on you, the listener. Without you, there would be no us. So help us continue to bring you the best guests with the best information and subscribe today. Information on becoming an LNM subscriber can be found at the top of latenightinthemidlands.com. Just click the About Subscriptions tab and become part of the family while helping the truth stay alive. And while you're at it, maybe subscriptions aren't for you. A one-time donation helps as well. Click that donate button on the right side of latenightinthemidlands.com and help us help you.
If you find yourself angry over the wealth gap and the way the financial system and banks are set up, or you find yourself looking for non-genetically modified foods because you refuse to consent to being a science experiment to Big Bio and Big Chem, or perhaps you have abandoned your trust in government and religion altogether, then you might be an RDS, a radical danger to society, otherwise known as a terrorist. Other possible terrorist activities include, but are not limited to, taking pictures, coughing, sneezing, wheezing, smiling, not bathing, listening to the secret teachings, asking questions to authorities, distrusting authority, owning a gun, reading history books, reading non-Keynesian economic books, listening to Late Night in the Midlands, turning off your television, going outside, water purification, having goosebumps, laughing, wearing jeans, purchasing ammunition, purchasing medical supplies, listening to Open Eyes Radio, purchasing bulk food, noticing geoengineering trails, refusing to pay back your student loans, informing others, breathing, listening to the Red Pill reality show, blinking, thinking, farting, choking, and sleeping. Other forms of terrorism include disassociation with all political parties, protesting, freely speaking your mind, freely expressing your opinions, and in some cases that are extremely severe, paying with cash, being concerned about food, water, vaccines, and believing that the medical industry and military run tests on unsuspecting citizens regardless of the evidence to prove its existence. If you don't want to be an RDS, a radical danger to society, then turn on your television, get a credit card, buy the 13th season of Honey Boo Boo on Blu-ray, get fast food for dinner, and stop purifying your water and looking for clean food, or you may be diagnosed with orthorexia nervosa too. For more ways to become an RDS, a radical danger to society, simply tune into the LNM Radio Network, now 24 hours a day.
hello there and welcome back to Open Eyes. My name is Ira and I hope that you guys have been enjoying this episode so far. I wanted to get into the news during this little section here, and it's going to be kind of a quick news, but there were a couple of things that I ran across that I just had to get into. I literally had no choice in the matter. And so I wanted to get to these before I got to the topic of the evening, which is authority. The first bit of news that I have is, and if you haven't heard about this yet, well, be ready to facepalm because this is going to be something bad. As of yesterday, as of Sunday, Hillary Clinton has now declared that she is going to be making a run for the presidency in 2016. Well, we saw this coming, right? Who did not? And it's, listen, guys, if you guys think that things are bad right now, if Hillary gets involved, we're done. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We're done. I think that a lot of things that they're doing right now with Obama being in office and all of the different things that he's been enacting with the executive orders and all of this kind of stuff, I think that it's for the next president. I know that a lot of people have said, okay, well, Obama wants to be the dictator in chief and he's going to be enacting some kind of executive order or martial law or whatever to declare himself, you know, executive in chief and never leave office. And to be honest with you, I don't see that happening. I don't see that being the case this time around, mainly because it's the way that they're doing him, basically. There's a lot of things that he's putting into place that he's becoming very hated for. And essentially what I see occurring, kind of like the patterns of the future, I guess you could say, I'm not trying to make a psychic prediction here or anything, but if you want to call it that, you can. but essentially he's becoming very hated. And because of that, they are basically using him as the, let's get all of the stuff in place that we can then enact once the next president is in to then do all of the takeover stuff. And essentially, if Hillary goes in, you know, gets involved, if she becomes quote unquote elected, which, I mean, let's be honest, folks, it's not us that decides that. Okay. It's not us who, you know, we, the people, don't have any decision making with that. I mean, if voting actually changed things, they would make it illegal. Okay. That's just what it comes down to. But if they put Hillary into place, you know, if the powers that be, the dark masters, they decide that this is going to be the one to do, then we're definitely done. And that's just my take on it, I guess you could say. The thing that I guess really aggravates me about the fact that she's now declaring that she's going to be running for president is the fact that according to U.S. code, and I believe if I remember correctly, it's U.S. Code 18, Section 2701B, states that if a public employee destroys or alters or otherwise makes unavailable any official documentation, they not only are fined, but jailed and exempted from being able to hold any office in the future. Now, as all of you guys know out there, the whole email scandal and all of this kind of stuff came about, and it was proven that she destroyed over 30,000 emails, which were considered to be official documents, official federal documents. So at this point in time, why is this woman not sitting in jail? Why is she not fined? If it was you or me, we'd be out. We'd be done. But because it's Hillary, she gets to get away with all of it. And they're looking at making her president. So don't be tricked, guys. This is not something that we have under our control. If they really I guess you could say, if they really wanted to make it right, if they really wanted to make it fair, if they were playing fair, I guess you could say would be the best way to put it, she would already be sitting in jail. She'd be out. There'd be no option for Hillary at this point. But we see how that's going. Now, what I kind of wondered basically was if the whole email thing came about because somebody else, you know, one of the factions or whatever you might call it, got pissed off at her or whatever and decided to try to circumvent her ability to be able to do the run for presidency by releasing the information about the email scandal. But obviously that has failed. So what are we going to see? Well, I think we are going to see Hillary in 2016. It's just what I see coming down the pike. And hopefully I'm wrong regarding that, but I got to be honest with you. I don't think that I am. It's just way too much of a good game for them to be playing at this point in time. They're getting way too much good out of it, I guess you could say, at least good for them. So moving on from that, and of course, I'll get into a lot more as far as Hillary Clinton is concerned in the future. There is a lot of stuff to cover as far as the Clintons are concerned that really needs to be heard. And I'm going to get into it for sure in the future. Be sure you stick around. Keep listening to Open Eyes. So in the ridiculous news of the day, well, I guess besides the Hillary announcing herself as president. Anyways, so the other ridiculous news of the day. Clorox has apologized for a seemingly harmless tweet about emojis that sparked outrage on Twitter. The tweet, which Clorox since deleted, showed a Clorox bottle made up of the new emojis released by Apple as part of this week's iOS 8.3 update. Clorox tweeted, quote unquote, "New emojis are all right, but where's the bleach?" Apple's new iOS 8.3 release consists of 300 new emojis, including kissing lips, googly eyes, and a smiling poop. And we wish that we were making that up. But they also include racially diverse emojis, including cartoon faces with brown and black skin. In its tweet, Clorox seemed to be commenting on why bleach wasn't included among the hundreds of other household items that Apple had added to its list of emojis. But on social media, offense was taken. A quote from Twitter user Dry Nicole, "You need to clean up your PR person. Put some bleach on your distasteful marketing ideas." Black emojis were added today, saying this implies that you'd rather have emojis be only white by adding bleach. After taking down the tweet, Clorox followed up with an apology. They said in a tweet here, this quote, "I wish we could bleach away our last tweet. Didn't mean to offend. It was meant to be about all the toilet, bathtub, and red wine emojis that could use a cleanup." So I had to bring this to you guys because this is the state of ridiculousness that we live in today's world. We have so many people that are all about finding offense at the smallest little iota of a thing. They do everything that they can do to figure out ways to be pissed off. And they look for them everywhere, all over the place. I've seen it in my own days here, you know, when doing this radio show, I tend to touch on subjects that people find to be offensive. People find offense at it, basically, and they will do responses to the things, basically, in trollish kind of ways. They will, I mean, they basically spend all of their time on Twitter feeds, on Facebook feeds, on LinkedIn and Tumblr and Reddit and on and on and on. They spend all of their time seeking out everything that they can do or everything that they can find offense at. And it's ridiculous. It's what the powers that be call useful idiots. You know, I mean, that's what it comes down to. These people who seek out every little bit of racial division, especially that is a big one. And obviously that is what the case here in this whole thing is. the people that seek out the reasons for racial division, they're useful idiots for the powers that be. And, you know, in my opinion, they're just flat out idiots. These are the same stupid people who, during this last Christmas season, came out and claimed that singing "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas" is a racially motivated song. That they actually, and that was seriously a thing. I don't know if you guys heard about that or not, but that was seriously a thing that they were trying to claim, that White Christmas is a racially biased song. Look, people, I have one little thing to say to you. The color white doesn't just equate to Caucasian people, okay? It's just that simple. And the people who troll like this, who do this type of activity, they are serving the purpose of the dark masters. They are serving, they're servants of the Galactic Empire, I guess you could say, if you want to put it that way. And that's just, that's how I see it. And all I can think of whenever I see anything like this is this.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
I mean, you guys know out there that I a lot of times equate like George Soros with the Galactic Emperor from Star Wars. And that was who that was quoted from there. You know, what that quote was from. Not George Soros, but it was the Galactic Emperor from Star Wars. Anyways, figured I'd better clarify that. But Soros is all about fomenting these different divisions because he makes a lot of money doing it. The more divisiveness there is, he knows how to play the game, I guess you could say. And so the reason why I bring him up is that, for example, like in Ferguson, like in New York, like with all of the protests that have been going on with all of that stuff, they've been funded with millions of dollars by George Soros. That's the way the paper trail leads. He's funded all of this stuff that causes racial divisions. So why? Well, because he makes money doing it. Why else would somebody like him do it? It's just that simple. Now, of course, there are deeper layers to it, but you guys get the idea. The racial divisions really have got to stop. They really do. We're all pink on the inside. And the only thing that makes us as humans different from one another is nothing more than the culture that we're raised in and the tenets that we believe in. That's the only thing that makes us different from each other. Everything else is just secondary. It's extraneous. It's no more than a foible of the place that your ancestors grew up in to change your body into what it has become, and the random lucky chance of a single sperm out of millions finding the egg and punching a hole through it. That's literally the only thing that divides people up. So, yeah, I wanted to bring you the ridiculousness of that, because it really, it aggravated me. And this type of thing just absolutely aggravates me. I hate the whole racial division stuff. It is beyond ridiculous, especially when you start again encountering these people who find every bit of thing, every bit of offensive. This whole political correctness thing has got to end. It's got to. It really does. So speaking of other things that have got to end, let me read this article to you. This is a little bit long, but it's information that has got to get out. And not many people know about this yet, but I think that it's starting to hit the mainstream a slight bit. It definitely will be blowing up, though, by the end of the year. I guarantee it. The Commonwealth government will end the conscientious objector exemption on children's vaccination for access to taxpayer-funded child care benefits, the child care rebate, and the family tax benefit Part A, end-of-year supplement from the 1st of January 2016 forward. Parents who vaccinate their children should have confidence that they can take their children to child care without the fear that their children will be at risk of contracting a serious or potentially life-threatening illness because of the conscientious objections of others. From the 1st of January 2016 forward, conscientious objection will be removed as an exemption category for child care payments, the child care benefit and child care rebate, and the family tax benefit Part A, end-of-year supplement. Immunization requirements for the payment of FTB Part A end-of-year supplement will also be extended to include children of all ages. Currently, vaccination status is only checked at ages 1, 2, and 5 years. Existing exemptions on medical or religious grounds will continue. However, a religious objection will only be available where the person is affiliated with a religious group where the governing body has a formally registered objection approved by the government. This means the vaccine objectors will not be able to access these government payments. The new policy will tighten up the rules and reinforce the importance of immunization and protecting public health, especially for children. Okay. Those of you who have listened to my show for any amount of time know my stance as far as vaccines are concerned. I don't really have to get into that, do I? I suppose I probably do, but because I get new listeners all the time. Okay, so something like this is so dangerous. It is so... It falls into the category of things that I plan on talking about tonight with the whole authority thing. This thing that they're doing right now, this is in the UK, this is in Australia. I believe it is even actually going to be enacted within Canada and so on. I mean, basically anywhere that the UK has its regulations into place, it's going to be there. I'm not sure about the Canada thing, but I'm almost positive that Australia is going to have this as well. So what they're doing here basically is using the financial constraints to force people to get vaccinated. This is scary because a lot of people who do have objections to the idea of vaccines, for whatever reason it may be, they have valid reasons to do so. There are so many studies that are out there showing the dangers of vaccinations, showing how stupid it is to get your children vaccinated. And because people are starting basically to wake up to it, this is the result. This is the next stage, basically, of things. So hit them with their money counts, basically, and they're going to catch a lot more people into that net because a lot of people can't afford to live in the system that has been set up without these types of things being in place. A lot of people fall under these categories here. So hit them where it counts. Hit them where they can't say no, right? That's the idea. Oh, we're doing this for your good. We're doing this for your benefit. But by the way, it's so good that we're going to do everything that we can do to freaking hurt you to make it proof that it's good for you. Yeah. This is also in this little article here, which was released by the government. This was basically the government statement from, you know, the governing body. They also make it clear that they are the ones who choose what your religion believes, which is something that I wanted to touch on in my previous episodes regarding religion and Christ versus Christianity and so on and so forth. But I didn't have a chance to get to it because of lack of time, but I will state it here. This is the type of situation that we have where they basically are the ones who determine what your religious beliefs are and whether or not your religious beliefs are acceptable or no. Now, guys, this is happening, yes, in England, but just like everything else, just because it's in England, just because it's in the UK, does not mean that they're going to not, does not mean that they won't implement it here in the United States. If it's happening there, they're going to bring it over here. Europe has been a very large test bed of things for a very long time. Okay, they were the first ones to get the whole CCTVs constantly looking down your throat, basically. You can't walk two steps without some camera somewhere pointing at you, and the government knows exactly what you're doing. They're the first ones that did the putting mind control devices essentially on buildings, where they had these devices attached to these buildings in areas where errant youth would accumulate, and they would send out these signals that would put a noise into the brain with words saying, you don't belong here, move on, go away, move on. And it would push into the brain so hard that it would aggravate you basically until you had no choice but to leave. And only the youth could hear it. You know, only people of a certain age and younger were able to be sensitive enough to hear it. So these type of things, these beta tests are occurring there in the UK. And whatever happens there, it's going to happen here. So don't make any mistake. Just because it's happening in the UK doesn't mean that we're exempted from it. Trust me, they're looking at it hard. They're looking at it real damn hard. So again, getting to the vaccine issue, there's so much evidence out there that shows that the vaccines are not what they claim them to be, that they are a danger. And just as proof, the Obama administration actually did something good for once. The Obama administration has done a good thing in granting whistleblower status to a former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention scientist who says that he intentionally omitted information in a study years ago that indicated a race-based link between childhood diseases, including autism, and vaccines. The scientist, Dr. William S. Thompson, still works for the CDC, and now he's collaborating closely with a congressman's office to provide details about his actions to Capitol Hill. In August of last year, Thompson put out a statement revealing his omission. The statement says, I regret that my co-authors and I omitted statistically significant information in our 2004 article published in the journal Pediatrics. The omitted data suggested that African American males who received the MMR vaccine before the age of 36 months were at increased risks for autism. Decisions were made regarding which findings to report after the data was collected, and I believe the final study protocol was not followed. So, with this, guys, this is right here again proof that what we're told about vaccines, what we're told about their safety, their efficacy, all of it is one big frickin' lie. And now in the UK, they're starting to do the program of you either do it or you're not going to get any money. So good luck living. I don't know, folks. This is the world that we live in. This is what's coming down the pipe, and you better bet that if Hillary gets into office, getting to what I talked about earlier, it's going to definitely be here. And if any conservative gets in, it's going to be the same. It's all two sides of the same coin. Mark my words, guys. That's what I see happening. So that's the news that I have for you guys tonight. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break here again. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the subject of authority. So kind of getting into what we were just discussing, right? So hang around with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
At The Secret Teachings, we are not a part of any group, label, and we do not attempt to fearmonger. Some of the topics we discuss may seem scary, so I advise you not to be afraid, but to be informed as we discuss current events and ancient history, astrotheology and symbolism, the paranormal and the occult, the esoteric, health, and much more. I am not here to tell you that what I say is truth, but to allow you to decide for yourself based on the evidence presented and the dots connected. Information is not negative. It is how you view it that determines the dimensional characteristics of either dual aspect of negativity or positivity. Try as you might, but no amount of disinformation, propaganda, rhetoric, or trolling will change the truth. The truth is the truth, regardless if the mass is accepted as is, or if it is accepted by only one out of billions. It is no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society. For more information on airtimes and free downloads of past episodes of The Secret Teachings, you can visit www.thesecretteachings.info. That's thesecretteachings.info.
Let me assure you that our priority will remain to ensure stability and security.
In order to ensure the security and continuing
stability, security for Canadians.
Galactic Empire!
So this is how liberty dies, with thunderous applause.
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell.
You what?
We bugged the cell with Arnold's tape recorder. Just listen to this, Paul.
I can't listen to that.
But, Paul.
Obi, I can't listen to that. I'm not permitted.
But, Paul, you don't understand.
I can't listen to this. Now, I told you about eavesdropping.
But, Paul, this is different.
Yes, it's worse. You overheard a conversation that was supposed to be private. Now, I can't be a party to that. I can't listen.
Paul, you're erasing the tape!
That's what I mean to do. You bugged a conversation between a lawyer and his client. Now, that's violating one of the most sacred rights of privacy.
But, Paul...
No buts.
But if it helps the law...
The law can't use this kind of help. Because whether a man is guilty or innocent... We have to find that out by due process of law.
Have you been looking for answers? Have you been seeking the truth but can't seem to find it? Late Night in the Midlands has the answers for you. Whether you are interested in the paranormal, aliens and UFOs, alternative health information, or just a little hope and inspiration, we have a show for you. Late Night in the Midlands, The Secret Teachings, Open Eyes, Red Pill Reality Show, Brothers at Arms, and many more shows. All here on the L&M Network for you to listen to at any time that you want. Everything is free to listen to. And though it is not required, we are listener supported, and all donations are deeply appreciated. You will not find shows like these in the mainstream media. Go to latenightinthemidlands.com to listen. The L&M Network, where the truth has no fear. The mainstream media says,
"You can't handle the truth."
But here at Late Night in the Midlands Radio Network, it's all truth, all the time. Boy, that song always gets me going, man. I love that song. That song is called Wrath of the Machines Part 2 by Boris Mihailovic. I really have a hard time saying his name. But anyways, so for anybody that's curious, that's who that one is by. I love that song. That one is just awesome. So hello again. My name is Ira Robinson, and I'd like to welcome you back to Open Eyes. Thank you so much for sticking around through that break, and thank you for sticking around through this episode. I know it's been kind of a weird one so far, but, you know, it's been a weird week, so what do you expect, right? So I wanted to get to the topic tonight of authority, and I've talked about it a little bit so far, like in the news section, and I wanted to really delve deep into the topic of authority, because we have in this world, this big problem with authority and authority figures. So to begin with, let me state this. One of the problems with human beings, and one that people don't really like to acknowledge, is that we human beings have a herd mentality. We really do. Whether people really want to acknowledge that fact or not, it is the truth. We have a pre-programmed way of acting that if somebody is in a perceived place of authority or perceived power about them, we inherently listen to them. We give them over the authority over ourselves. That's taken advantage of by a lot of people out there. Because, again, that idea is not really new, but it's one that is not really talked about either. I know that I talk about it on my show because I think it's important to understand. But, you know, for the most part, we're not taught this in school. Psychologists don't really talk about it. This is kind of what we have as our baseline, that we inherently hand over control of ourselves to anybody who is in a perceived slot of authority over us. Think about how wolves are. Wolves are very submissive to the alphas, basically. And we, as human beings, act much the same way. This is a pre-programmed thing within our brains that basically helps us to deal with the reality that we're in, or at least supposedly. That's what it's about. But anyways, so yeah, this herd mentality is definitely used by a lot of people out there. It's a big part of the propaganda machine that is used on a constant basis. So one thing that is also at issue when it comes to any kind of authority out there, or authority figure, I guess you could say, is that most people equate authority with law. So if someone in a position of authority over us says that this is something that you have to do, or that this is some way that you have to be, basically we will bow to their authority because that is the law. What they have done is they have given us a law that we need to abide by. And again, there are a lot of people that take advantage of this little fact. Most people, again, equate authority with law. Police officers tend to use this in a big way to their advantage. And a lot of times they are supported by the courts, for better or worse, I guess you could say, but always wrongly. Law is law. Authority is not law. The authorities have to follow whatever laws have been laid out and put into place. But they themselves are not the law. It reminds me of Judge Dredd, for anybody that's out there that's into sci-fi or into comic books. Judge Dredd, you know, I am the law. That is exactly what some police officers out there kind of think of themselves as being. I think they may have read too many of those comic books or watched the movies too many times. But essentially, the police officers out there, they do, especially of late, within the past decade or so especially, are getting to the point where they have become judge, jury, and executioner as opposed to enforcers of the law. One thing that I've talked about before on my show, and I definitely will hear again because, again, this is important information for people to understand and to get into their heads. There was a survey that was done by a police officer with other police officers. He sent out this survey to thousands of them and got responses back filling out the survey. The survey contained a lot of questions about what they did in certain situations and how they acted and reacted, what they thought of different subjects and that sort of thing. And one of the questions that was asked on this survey was, have you ever read the Constitution? 25% of the people that responded said that no, they had never read the Constitution. And of the 75% who said that they had, another 25% of those said that they don't remember what's in the Constitution. Now, these, as law enforcement officers, are responsible for, you know, primarily their primary reason for being is to enforce our rights under the Constitution. They're there to protect our rights under the Constitution, to make sure that nobody violates our rights under the Constitution. And yet, one quarter of them said that they had never read the Constitution, and another quarter of those that said that they had said that they don't remember what's in the Constitution. So how can they, as the ones who are responsible for protecting our rights and for enforcing our rights, how can they claim that they can do so when they don't even understand at a base level what our rights are? 72% of those who responded answered that they would enforce a law that they knew was unconstitutional. And if a supervisor had given them an order that they knew was unconstitutional and did not follow any laws, 82% of those said that they would follow whatever the supervisor told them to do. So do you see how this goes? The supervisor is in a position of authority over the police officers, and the police officers are in positions of authority over we the people, and everybody basically is following whatever authority figure is higher than them, even if it's driving us off of a cliff and into the burning flames below. But that is what it comes down to. That is what authority does. I mean, I guess you could say that it's a phenomenon that we really can't get away from very easily, because we, again, have this herd mentality. It's something that we kind of have to train ourselves out of falling under, I guess you could say. But I think that it is important to do so. It's important to understand why we do the things that we do. Why do we act in these ways? Why do we just blatantly give authority over to anybody? Look at the Boston Marathon bombings, for instance. Just as a great example of how this type of stuff can easily be taken advantage of. You had this situation where this whole town essentially was shut down. Lockdown. People are locked into their houses. The military comes along. The soldiers are going through the streets looking for these two guys who had supposedly done all of these actions. And people just submitted to it. They just said, okay, come on in and search my house. Okay, come on in and do whatever the hell it is that you want to do. Tear up my place. Two people were shot and killed driving a car, you know? I mean, it's just, that's what authority does. That's what an authority figure will do. They will take advantage of everything that they can do, and they'll use it. Whether you like it or not, it's used. So, and I know I'm probably a terrorist for just even speaking these words, because, of course, they definitely don't like anybody speaking out against authority, but it has to be done. So one of the other, I guess, ways that authority comes out is in relation to experts. Now, you guys know that I've talked about experts quite a bit. You know, that is kind of like one of the big forms of propaganda, is the using expert testimonials to get people to do whatever it is that they're trying to do. So, you know, on the news, you'll see an expert come on and they will basically make blanket statements like, oh, well, in many places in the UK, there are many places that are no-go zones because the Muslim population won't let anybody else down there that's non-Muslim, and on and on and on. And then you come to find out that they're full of crap. I've talked about that on my show before. That's why I'm speaking it. But, you know, again, this is an expert opinion on things, and people take it as being the truth because this guy is in a position of authority. You see this happening with the vaccines, for instance. These experts come out and they'll say, oh, well, it's been proven that vaccines are safe and effective, and they should be used by everybody that is not medically exempted from doing so. And yet we know the truth. We know different. We know that that is not, in actuality, the reality. It is far from the truth. But these experts come out and they make these claims, and because they are in positions of authority, because they're wearing the white lab coat and they have the letters and the numbers behind their names, we have to obey whatever the hell it is that they want us to do. And people eat it up. The herd eats it up. They say, oh, well, yes, give us more information. Tell us what to do. We bow before your authority. We accept whatever it is that you tell us to do, because obviously you're more educated than we are, and you have your lab coat on, and you have the letters and the numbers behind your name, so we have to obey you, because obviously you're the expert. Well, listen, guys, let me tell you something about experts. This is the truth about somebody that is claiming to be an expert. If you have done any kind of research on any topic more than the average person, you are now an expert on that topic. And it is as simple as that. So if you have done your research as far as vaccines are concerned, you are an expert when it comes to speaking about vaccines. And this is the type of thing that is used. Now, again, on the mainstream side of things, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll use the people that have their lab coats on, and, you know, they're wearing their fancy three-piece suits, and so therefore they must be very sober and understanding people, and they have been through the educational system, so therefore they know what they're talking about. But in reality, by and large, they're as clueless as the next person as to the truth. And it's as simple as that. That's what the experts are. But again, experts are taken as being the authority. They're taken as being the wonder, the perfect example of what we have to follow. And, you know, journalists, they, speaking of the mainstream and that sort of thing, they fall under this category as well. I mean, a lot of people out there, they will listen to a journalist that's speaking on television, for instance, or they'll respect somebody that they had as a in a newspaper or magazine or something like that. And they always use them as the quote unquote go-to people to get their information from. And these people have no clue. They have not studied anything. They have not actually done any research themselves. They're reading from a teleprompter, or they're pulling the information literally out of their butts. And it happens more often than not. It really does. The people that you see on the screen that are these journalists, they've not done any research. They can't do anything beyond reading from the teleprompter and basically breathing through their mouths, essentially, is what it comes down to. They are literally that stupid. They're there as the models. They're there as the pretty faces on the screen to give people something to look at while they're reading off of the teleprompter. But they're just actors. They're just actors on the stage. They're literally reading from a script, which is exactly what an actor does when they're making a movie. Just because it's a half hour long and it's done on NBC as opposed to from the Fox Movie Corporation doesn't make a difference. It's still the same stage and it's still the same exact methodology that's done to create it and let you consume. So even these journalist experts are this way. You know, I'll give a great example. Just recently, we had the whole Brian Williams thing from NBC. You know, that he got, quote unquote, cast out because he did wrong. He lied about how he got his whole beginnings there, right? And this guy was one who was respected. He was America's most trusted journalist. And he gets caught in a lie and he's tossed out. Well, now he comes out and says, well, maybe I had a brain tumor when I was remembering what all happened. Maybe I had a brain tumor and that's my excuse. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we're given as being the experts. These are the authorities on subjects. These are the authorities on topics. These are the authorities over us. They're liars, they're cheats, they're scammers. They do everything that they can do to remain in power. The military thinks that they're authority as well. I mean, we have right now in America, the military building towns, building entire cities, building shops, building everything. They do these things so that they can practice with their military gear and be able to make use of the billions of dollars that they've spent and all of that kind of stuff. But the military themselves, they have this attitude of, we are the authority. You know, when you are confronted by somebody in the military, the attitude is, you will obey me or I will kill you. And that's what they have as their attitude, by and large. This is not authority. This is threat. There's a difference between the two. The military is not authority. The only reason why they have any power is because of the threat that they have. Just like the alpha wolf, because it can beat the crap out of all the other wolves, it is the alpha. It is the authority. It is the one in charge. So it is physical threat that gives them authority, not some kind of sense of, these guys are in the right. These guys are right in what they're talking about. These guys know what they're talking about, or these guys are protecting us, or anything along those lines. No. It's none of that. It's obey them or die. And that's not authority, you see. It's an illusion is what it comes down to. Getting back to the cops thing, you have right now in Topeka, Kansas, the police officers there now, there's a new regulation that's in place, a new law that's in place in Topeka, that if a police officer stops you, you have to sit there in your vehicle with your hands up. All the passengers, the driver, everybody has to sit there with their hands up during the police stop. And if you don't do this, they can use their authority to arrest you, or if they feel any kind of threat, blow you away. Again, the physical threat, the physical implications of things is what a lot of these people who claim to be authorities use as their means of justifying their having the authority. But again, threat is not authority. Okay? I'm trying to make that clear to you guys that threat is far different from what actual true authority really is. So one thing that I wanted to get to as well is the idea of religious authority. Now, people that are in authoritative positions or authority positions in religion really like to use it to their advantage. And I mean in a big way. And I was raised up religious. I know. I know for a fact how this type of thing works. So I'm going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, I'm going to get into the idea of religious authority, and we're going to talk about more in regards to what authority really truly is and what you guys need to understand to take control of your lives. So hang around with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Open Eyes looks for the truth in all things, no matter where it may lead. Whether it is the paranormal, government cover-ups, the dark agenda that the puppet masters are bringing to this world, or aliens and UFOs, no subject is taboo or off-limits. Listen to Open Eyes Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on the L&M Network at latenightinthemidlands.com or openeyesnetwork.com starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Open hearts, open minds, open eyes. The Late Night in the Midlands Radio Network is deeply devoted to you, the listener. We feel it is necessary to bring you all of the information that you can use in your life. Each and every day, you will find something to listen to here. And whether you come away from the shows informed, inspired, or entertained, it is our passion. We don't bow to corporations, and we don't have handlers to tell us what not to talk about. We bring you everything. Late Night in the Midlands, however, is fully listener-supported. We need your help to stay on the air and to make sure that we get the bills paid. We need your help to keep the truth alive. If you feel that you have gotten anything out of Late Night in the Midlands, we would appreciate your support. You can become a subscriber and help us out on a monthly basis, or if you'd like, a one-time donation is fully appreciated as well. Every year, the average household in America spends over $3,000 on entertainment alone. If you could help us with just a tiny fraction of that amount, you would make all of the difference. Go to latenightinthemidlands.com and click on the subscribe button. Thank you, and as always, keep yourself informed.
Brothers at Arms is not about being militant, though there is a time and place where that is necessary. Brothers at Arms is not about arguing, though there are times where things may get heated. Brothers at Arms is not about who is right or wrong. There are many sides to each issue. Brothers at Arms is about exploring those sides, about dealing with the issues facing us today, about coming together and, through opposing views, understanding the deeper truths that are in the middle. Join Ira Robinson and Joe Long each Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on LateNightInTheMidlands.com as these brothers at arms discuss what you need to know. Brothers at Arms, it's about time. Welcome back to Open Eyes. My name is Ira, and tonight we're talking about authority. We're talking about those who are in authority, those who are authority figures over us, those who claim that they have authority over us. And a lot of times, you know, that claim is nothing but bull. It's a cellophane wrapper on a big pile of poop, and that's exactly what it comes down to. Authority has some place. You know, there is a place for authority. There's a reason for authority. People, you know, again, there's this herd mentality that's on mankind right now. And we sometimes, I guess you could say, we need somebody to tell us that we shouldn't be touching the stove because it's hot. There are times where we should be told that we shouldn't run out into the road because there are cars that are coming and they're very swift. Authority has its place, but it's when authority is taken advantage of that I have a big problem, and that is what I'm speaking about tonight. So I was touching a little bit about religious authority, and I really wanted to get into that topic because religious authority is where a lot of the problems that we have today have stemmed from. It's not just the authority figures that are in the military. It's not the authority figures that are in the police departments or in the federal government or whatever the case may be that are really causing a lot of the issues. A lot of it does stem from these religious authority figures. They're in control of our souls. They're in control of keeping us from hell, of keeping us safe, you know? But there's a problem with that. If you listen to some of my previous episodes, I go into the issues of the claims that some of these authority figures in religion have tried to make over the years, such as the concept of hell and the non-existence of it in biblical scripture. The concept of Lucifer and Satan and how there is no actual scriptural truth in the idea that there are these figures that are there that are causing all of these problems with people, and that the claim that the devil made me do it is nothing but a lie and an excuse. These religious authority figures developed through basically the means of saying that they got a message from God and people started to believe it. And then that basically developed into a religion. And it's this way with basically all religions on the planet. They started out with somebody saying, hey, I heard from God and now you need to listen to me because God says that you need to obey. And unfortunately, because of, again, that herd mentality thing, enough people listened to that to then force the rest to fall under the sway of that religious authority. Authority is an illusion. I mean, everything really is an illusion, of course, when it comes down to it, when it comes to the idea of reality, nothing really is real. And I've gone into, again, that before as well. But it really is the truth. When you look at the core of what makes us us, it's all an illusion. There's nothing that is tangible or real to it besides just our souls. You know, that's our consciousness. That's what it comes down to. Everything that we go through, deal with, look at, smell, taste, think, all of that is done through the consciousness, not through the meat suit. The meat suit itself is not the reality. So that's all an illusion. And authority is an illusion literally as well. Authority is given to people through us basically acknowledging that we agree that we're going to obey this set of people. So authority itself is only given by our consent. And that is where the illusion of authority truly lies. That is the thing that people don't really want you to understand. When you're born into this world, you're educated that this is the way that things are and that it can be no different because this is the way that things have been established to be. But in reality, it can be changed and shifted at any moment in time if people stopped consenting to giving these other people the authority over themselves. So it literally is an illusion. It's like money. Money is an illusion. This is the way that it is. This is the way that it's set up. The whole authority thing, though, it really is basically a religion in and of itself, and it's the basis of all other religions as well. I mean, a great example of this is Islam. the literal meaning of the word Islam is submit or submissive or submission. So the word, the name of the religion itself, is basically submit to this authority. Abraham submitted to God in this aspect of insanity that he did when God said, go to this mountain, take your son Isaac with you, and kill him. He submitted to the authority of God, or at least what he thought was God, which I argue was nothing more than maybe a voice in his head that said, hey, go do this. And if anybody today was to do exactly the same things, we would throw them in jail or the nearest mental institution and keep them away from society and their children as well. But because this one person did it, everybody else says, oh, well, that's a great thing. He did a wonderful thing there. He submitted to God. He submitted to God's authority. That's the lie of it. So the whole thing there, again, is an illusion. It was a lie. It was submitting to this authority of a person who was insane. Muhammad was insane. He was this figure who went up into a cave, claimed that he was visited by angels and that he wrote these things down, and then he went out and married a 9-year-old girl, or I'm sorry, a 6-year-old girl. He waited until she was 9 before he actually had sex with her. This is authority. This is the way that authority works. This is the way that authority works, especially in regards to these religious figures, and people fall under this illusion of authority as being a religion in and of itself. We have to obey these people. We have to literally worship them. We have to give them everything of ourselves in order to qualify as being the right way to be, you know, as following the right way to be. Authority is a way to basically eliminate the free will of anyone and everyone. That's really what it all comes down to. I mean, we have the free will as human beings born into this world with the consciousnesses that we have. We have the free will to choose and do and be anything that we want to do, be, you know, all of those things. Those are our free will choices to make. But because authority figures have said, you can't do this, we listen and we circumvent our own free wills to submit to their authority, to submit to what it is that they want us to do. It's a way, again, of eliminating the free will of anyone and everyone. And it's also a way to enact and keep people under this idea of political correctness. I spoke earlier in the news cycle about the Clorox bleach deal and all of the things that are associated with that. And this political correctness kicked in to put a stop to whatever it is that they were doing. And so people submitted to this authoritative idea that you have to be politically correct. You have to look for every excuse to find offense at everything. And now you, as the authority, are going to cause this corporation to change its ways. You see. So this brings me to the topic of corporate authority. You know, corporations have authority in and of themselves. And a lot of the times what you see happening is that the corporate entities, the ones that are especially here in America right now, but it's starting to become prevalent worldwide, they have more authority than actually the government does. And when it comes down to it, these corporate authorities do what they can to ensure that their profit margins are the end all and be all, and that is all that people concentrate on. We have the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, starting to come to fruition here. We have been leaked documents saying what's going to be going on in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, as well as the TTIP, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, which is essentially a carbon copy of the TPP. They have not gotten as far with it, I think, yet, but you know, it's pretty much one and the same. It's NAFTA on crack. It's a horrible, hellish thing that they're trying to enact on the American public. But in the TPP, one of the things that has been stated is that if a law is enacted within, let's say, the United States that calls for, like, for instance, the Clean Air Act enacted by the EPA. With this Clean Air Act, if another country that we are in this TPP agreement with does not have something similar, ours would be considered null and void because it would be considered to be an illegal trade practice under the TPP. So with all of this, the corporation basically is the one that is in control of what happens. Another example is the if a company basically is projecting that it's going to lose profit, it can sue the country that this law was created in order to regain its profit margin. So again, this is them, these corporate authorities acting, you know, in authority positions, saying, we don't care what the national laws are. We don't care what your authorities say. We're the ones that are in control, and we're the ones that are going to determine what you guys are going to follow. And it's a fascist state is what it comes down to. That's what they're leading us into. Now, I know I'd kind of digressed with that a little bit, but not really, because when it comes down to it, that corporate authority is what we are submitting ourselves to. So by us basically not outcrying against the TPP at every single stance, we are essentially giving the nod to this corporate entity, these corporate entities, and saying, yeah, you guys are in positions of authority over us. Go ahead and enact and do whatever it is that you want to do, because we're going to submit to it. We're going to take whatever it is that you give us. So this is what brings me to the topic of following orders. Because when you follow orders, you're submitting to an authority. You're submitting to whatever authority figure is over you. Earlier, I spoke about the police officers who are in authority figures over us, the we the people, the great unwashed masses, for lack of better words. They are the ones that are in authority positions over us, and we are expected to obey whatever commands they give us. They, in turn, are submitting and following orders of the ones who are above them. And then there are ones that are above them, and so on and so on. And you see this same kind of pyramid structure in everything. This is sort of the basis of all of reality, really. We have this whole system of things put into place where we are all submitting in one form or another to those that are above. And who's at the top? Well, we don't know. That's the big problem, right? But following orders is another way of circumventing free will. What you do when you do the claim that I was just following orders is you are essentially saying that you are a zombie, that you are useless in the thinking capacity, and you are going to do whatever it is that you are told to do by whoever might come along. So the military, who follows orders to go into Iraq and start destroying everything that's around, they're just following orders. And we can't blame them for following orders, right? Well, most certainly we can. Because it's the ones who blindly follow orders that are the main problem that we see right now. Free will is supposed to be absolute, but it's been taken away from us under the auspices of having to obey authority. I mean, the big problem is when we're under someone's authority, we don't learn anything because it's what they want you to think. It's not the conclusions that you have to come up with. It's what they want you to think that is the pattern that's put on you. And it's the thing that you have become. Look at Black Friday. This will be a good example for you guys. Look at Black Friday. You see the media people who are in positions of authority saying, this is what you need to do. You need to go out and shop, shop, shop. And so everybody kind of zombie follows the orders saying, yes, we're going to go out and we're going to shop, 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 because we can't think for ourselves and we can't look around us and say, well, maybe that's not a great idea. Look at all the trouble that goes on with it. You see, people just blindly follow it. So, I mean, again, getting into the religious authority as a way of circumventing free will, religious leaders claim authority under God. But everyone, according to all the texts, according to all sacred writings, all common sense, says that God is anything and everything, and that there really is no need for authority or for someone to be quote-unquote authorized to speak for God. Why do you think we have the issues that we have right here and right now? I mean, look at the most popular version of the Bible, the most popular translation of it that's out there right now. It's the 1611 Authorized King James Version. This is the go-to Bible for so many different denominations that are out there, so many different people that are out there. And yet there are so many errors that are contained within it. And yet, again, it's the authority. It's the authorized King James Version. This is the state of ridiculousness that we have with regards to the way that authority works. There are, you know, flat out lies that are contained within that version of the Bible. And you can troll me and come back and try to say that I'm lying or that I'm wrong, but prove me wrong. Go back to the actual original translations. Go back to the original Hebrew, the original Greek, the original Aramaic, the original Latin, and point to me the places that I have shown the errors happening and point out where I'm incorrect in thinking it. And do it within the context of the and confines of the actual original writings, and maybe I'll take a listen to you. But until then, do the research for yourself and find out for yourself, right? That's what it comes down to. Be your own authority. We stop listening to what your preachers say, stop listening to what your priests say, and actually do the research yourself. Learn the context of things. Learn the basis of where all of these things come from. And take authority back for yourself. Stop giving your free will over to these entities who don't have the best of intentions in mind with all of this stuff. You know, again, like I said in that episode last week that I did, Christ versus Christianity. If you go back and you listen, in it I say that if you are worshiping a Christ that you have made your own, you know, made for yourself, you're worshiping a false idol and you're giving your energy over into something that is very dark and something that is not what you think that it is. And it's this way with every single authority figure that's out there. If you're giving your free will over to these things, and you are willingly saying, yes, I'm giving my energy to you, and it's something that is a lie or it's something that is harmful in the end, you're attached to it. Your karma is attached to it. Your very being is attached to it. And anything that happens, anything that comes out of it is on you because you gave it to them. You handed it over to them. We have so much authority that's done through education. The way that the educational system is set up right now, it is done to indoctrinate, not to educate. It's done through rote and repetition, and there's nothing more or less to it, especially in the public education system. Maybe not so much through the private, but definitely through the public one. And in the educational system now, what you see blatantly happening is that they are rewriting history. They're rewriting the way that people, the things that people learn, I guess you could say. They change the way that people learn, and through this, they get authority into different hands. So they'll say that the pyramids were built by Khufu, that the pyramids were built by Khufu in dedication of Ramses, and on and on and on. And yet, the proof shows that those pyramids were there for a much longer time than 2400 BC when it was allegedly built. The pyramids that were built after it have gotten worse and worse because the knowledge has been lost. The originating pyramid builders were no longer there to build the pyramids in a correct way. You see this with the Native Americans, that the history of what happened with the Native Americans has been completely rewritten in history. The things that Christopher Columbus did when he came here. And so now we have Columbus Day celebrating this asshole who came over here and raped everybody, pillaged everything, and did everything that he could to decimate the population of the indigenous peoples that were in this area. And yet we celebrate him on Columbus Day. I mean, what a frickin' insult. But that's the way that history is rewritten. It's rewritten in the hands of the victors. And the victors become the authority. And that's the way that we have everything today. That's the way that things go. And this is what I'm trying to basically talk and get people to understand, that we need to go against. You need to start taking your own power back. You need to start taking your own authority back. You need to start basically saying to all of these different authority figures that are out there, screw you guys. I'm respecting my own authority. I'm taking my power back. It's that way in every relationship. You have one person who's dominant, the other person, you know, has become submissive to their authority. You have this in every job. Your boss tells you you have to do this, regardless of whether you like it or don't, and you have to do it, or you're lost, you know, you're losing your job. You see, we have to start taking our own power back. We have to start basically saying, enough is enough. I can't take any more. And I'm going to do what I can to live my own life with my own free will, whatever may come. And I think that's the way that things should be. We're all equals. None of us in any way, shape, or form are above anybody else. And anybody that tells you any different, they're just trying to put themselves into a position of authority. So with that, guys, I am pretty much out of time. I really hate to be, because this is a great topic and I love talking about it. And I actually still had a lot more that I wanted to get through, but of course I had to get through the stuff at the beginning as well. So important stuff. I may revisit this topic at a later point in time and go further into everything that I had talked about here. But until next time, I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode and get a lot out of it. So if you want to go to the show notes for this show, you will find them at openeyesnetwork.com/OE094. If you want to send me an email, you can do so to feedback@openeyesnetwork.com. And if you want to go to my Facebook or Twitter feeds, both of those are Open Eyes Network and Ira Robinson. So I make it pretty easy to get a hold of me one way or the other. On Wednesday, I'm not sure what the episode is going to be about quite yet, but I'm thinking I'm going to cover the underworld and a lot of the things that are regarding it. And I think that that one will be a really interesting one for you guys. So be sure to tune back in on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and listen to that episode. If you want to re-listen to this episode, if you missed any of it, you can go to my archives and listen, or you can stick around. It'll be playing again tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time on LateNightInTheMidlands.com. Don't forget, now there is the tune-in links that can be accessed. You can listen to the streams through there. We're also working on getting it into iTunes. So as soon as those things come along, we'll be letting you guys know. So until next time, guys, keep safe out there and have fun. And thank you so much for listening.